Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Diving into our top stories, the mortgage market got a shakeup last month as new data revealed that brokers now facilitate a hefty 75% of new home loans in Australia. This surge in market share is largely attributed to the flexibility brokers bring to the table. Offering a broad spectrum of loan products from diverse lenders, these facilitators are ushering in a new era in home ownership, providing borrowers with myriad options, competitive interest rates, and personalized guidance. Prospective homeowners should remember to do their research and choose reputable brokers for the most transparent, unbiased advice. Meanwhile, in Western Australia's southwest, a severe housing shortage is placing intense pressure on caravan parks, transforming these holiday sites into essential housing providers. A surge in demand for long-term accommodation is challenging park operators, who must now balance the needs of long-term residents alongside tourism demands. These facilities, traditionally designed for tourists, have become crucial for families, highlighting an urgent need for sustainable housing solutions. In a bid to catalyze sustainable transportation, the Australian government recently launched a new loan scheme offering low-interest finance for electric vehicles. This scheme, catering to Australians earning under $100,000 annually, as well as essential service workers, is a giant leap for eco-friendly practices. The plan permits loans for electric vehicles up to $55,000 at considerably lower interest rates. Backed by a $150 million pledge from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, this incentive sits perfectly with the forthcoming new vehicle efficiency standard aimed at enforcing emission reductions from next year. However, on a more somber note, we've observed a rising trend in car repossessions across Australia. The end of last year saw a 13% uptick in repossessions, signaling financial struggles for many households. An influx of significant factors, including increasing living costs and falling used car prices, have compelled consumers to default on their loans, thereby inflating automotive arrears. Consumers are urged to assess their financial situations thoroughly before getting involved with car loans to avoid severe default consequences. That wraps up our news for today, dear listeners. For more information on this and more, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Keep safe and financial savvy.